types of students to avoid if they don't want to get into trouble when studying at university. Sitting at the last table. 80% of students sitting at the last table will fail the class. When I first entered college, I often heard things like, "You guys who sit in the back often fall asleep and often fail your exams," from lecturers. It's worth mentioning that I didn't hear from one to two teachers, but mostly heard from the teachers I studied with. This proves that the last table is the position that will impress the lecturer the most. You need to avoid this position if you don't want to be called on a lot by the teacher. Everything has a reason. The last table is the position of those who come later. If you are late and do not understand the lesson, the teacher will call back to see if you understood the lesson. The end table is usually in a hidden location. Therefore, this is the ideal place for you to sleep, do your own work and lose focus on the lecture. If so, don't ask why the teacher wrote the number 0 in the notebook. He wasted his time teaching and just stayed below to do his own work, not respecting him at all. But there will be some cases where you have to sit last, like studying too late last night and now you can't be absent. Or last night I had to meet the deadline given by the company. The teachers will actually sympathize with you. Just be quiet and don't bother anyone. Coming to school late has become a habit. Do you admit that in every class there is a child who always comes to school 3 to 5 minutes late and then tiptoes into class? The good thing here is that if the teacher is not late, then he will arrive at the same time as the teacher. So it doesn't affect learning at all. But this habit is not good for future work. Change during 4 years of college is more complicated than you think. Coming to school late annoys teachers and friends. The teacher was lecturing enthusiastically when he was suddenly interrupted. Distracted students reduce their academic performance. Coming late to class is considered an absence. If you check attendance at the beginning of class and text your friends to ask if you've taken attendance, you're not late. You don't know what the teacher is talking about and on which page. It's like hearing the sound of running water, so if you're late, please quietly go through the back door to the last table. This way, no one will know when you arrive. But remember to go gently like a ninja. When entering university, the knowledge in a class is no longer contained in 2 to 3 textbook pages. It's a whole chapter of about 15 to 20 pages or so. With such a huge amount of knowledge, do you think you can understand everything the teacher teaches? These are the times when the teacher suddenly calls the test. It is right to read books first at home.